Hey everyone, welcome back to the Castaway Consultants, where we teach future Survivor players how to play the game by critiquing current players. I am one of your three co-hosts, Derek Kubicek, and today we're going to be looking at Episode 9 of Season 46, Spicy Jeff. I'm joined today by two fabulous co-hosts, in person, Josh Wessler and Ryan Stacey. How are you guys doing tonight?
Feeling spicy.
Super spicy.
Fun episode tonight. A little maddening at times. You're yelling at the players. You know, there's definitely some yelling at the players tonight. At least I was. But it's still fun. Love this cast, man. This is such a good cast. Love watching them fight.
Yeah, it's kind of been the theme of the post-merge is maddening. Yeah. In one way or another. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I was nervous to see who would end up going home just because I've started to like a lot of the people on this cast. So I was okay seeing a few different people go home tonight. And I won't spoil if I was happy or sad.
Well, anything else before we jump into it? Or should we just get into it?
Honestly, I think it's best just to hop right into spoilers.
All right, spoiler alert in 3, 2, 1. Josh, were you happy or sad?
I was sad.
Yeah, rip Hunter. We lose Hunter tonight, and it's pretty self-inflicted. He could have saved himself very easily and should have. Bad night for Hunter.
Yeah, the sad part is I've really enjoyed Hunter, and I feel like he had a really good game going and then just had a really bad two episodes.
Yeah,
and he hadn't done much strategically, but a lot of that was on purpose. He was waiting to make his strategic moves. And then, you know, here we are. The vote goes against him once, and then he is not immune another time and risks it. I understand why he risked it, but
he shouldn't have.
I think I agree. It's hard with Hunter, and it's hard with his archetype, I would say. And we've seen it. He is forced into the Ozzy role, the Andrew Savage role, the Rupert pick. It's kind of Hunter's archetype for this season in terms of physicality and what's expected. And he's kind of a big person who gets targeted early in the merge. He was trying to lower that threat level, but hilariously enough, because Q completely torched his own game into oblivion, nobody wanted to send him home, really, which left Hunter as a sitting duck who really didn't want to play his idol. Sometimes you gamble, sometimes you lose. We'll talk more about what should have happened. I am sad to see Hunter go. I wonder how Stephen Fishback is taking it, because what little I end up on Twitter, I saw that he tripled down on his Hunter winner pick, and he is still just seeing JT ghosts from Token Sheen.
Yes. Remember this, folks. If you're as nervous as Hunter is, play your idol. You can always find another one. Just work really hard. That's the lesson we learned here tonight. Play your idol, find a new one.
And the other thing, count on people figuring out who's not going to win the game and them keeping them around.
Yep. If everyone's saying, like, God, they torched the game, he sucks, I'm not going to give him my vote. It's a person you want to keep around.
That's a goat.
And that's a person other people want to keep around. So something to keep in mind.
Half the tribe.
Let's jump into the episode proper now. So we get back to camp. Everyone is baffled by Q from the last episode. Rightly so. And Q's even going to tell us. I honestly thought it was going to go the other way. I thought he was going to be like, this is my genius plan to do X, Y, Z. No, he's like, if I screw up, I take the fall. Oh, Q.
Yeah, I was wrong. I thought he was going to call this a big strategy, but nope.
Tiffany's going to confront him and like ask why he told people about her idol, and it turns into this big, dumb fight, honestly, on both of them. Going and yelling at Q doesn't help anything. You can go ask him, like, why'd you do this? And then let it lie. Tiffany and Q are going to fight a couple of times, and it feels like Tiffany's the instigator in both of these fights that happen, and that's bad. You don't want to be that person.
It is hard. I think, given how the information came out, it is okay to have a bit of a public breakup with Q if you're Tiffany, to try and separate yourself from that whole situation.
You want Q's jury vote.
I think that Q is the kind of person who's not going to withhold a jury vote for something like this. I think, in a way, game respects game kind of thing. So if Q targets Tiffany and Tiffany gets the best of him, I think that he would absolutely vote for Tiffany, especially because they were very close allies for a good portion of the game and through a really difficult portion
she yells at him a few times.
I'm just saying, that's the heat of the game, and Q, say what you want about him, he's a competitor, and he knows that in the heat of a moment, things are going to come up. I didn't say that she's justified to yell at him. I'm saying a public breakup. There's a better way to do this, but a public breakup with Q is probably not as bad for Tiffany's game as you made it out to be.
I mean, Tiffany talking crap about Q to everyone else is fine. We don't need a public breakup. You don't need a public anything. Public anything is bad.
I just don't hate it here. Gotta be honest.
Liz feels like her move has been overshadowed by Q, which it was. So she wants to make a move and take Q out. Okay, you lost me, Liz. Liz, you need Q. Don't take Q out.
She's overcorrecting here. I think she's worried too much about Q overshadowing her and not thinking long term enough. Put yourself into your, you know, own shoes at Final Tribal Council. I feel like if you explain the full process of how this vote went down, because we'll actually hear it later on at Tribal Council, later on in the episode, that, hey, we had a plan to blindside Tevin. We stuck with that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So Liz should be able to fast forward all the way to Final Tribal and be able to really show where that conversation started.
True, but we've also said Liz really needs more to her game.
Well, this is step one.
Step one. So I don't blame her for feeling overshadowed, but the overcorrection, like, to keep going here, you need to make another move at some point here. But don't target Q. Just because Q overshadowed you doesn't mean you target him. You take him to the end, and you make another move or two along the way.
I'm 100% on board with Ryan. Liz is an entrepreneur. So says she. Billionaire Liz, right?
Yep.
That's kind of the meme out there. When a door closes, sometimes a window opens. Q has now tanked his game. Yeah, you might be sad that your move just got overshadowed, but congratulations, there is somebody else that you can certainly beat. Because you knew that Venus already loses to you, at least I think at this point, just based on likability, and now Q's below you, at least you have a fighting chance. So there's opportunity here. Figure it out.
Ben's going to say what we're all thinking. Voting out Q now is a waste.
Thanks, Ben.
So, thank you. Yes, correct, Ben. Voting out Q is a waste here because everyone should want to go to the end with this guy. He cannot win. We get a little bit of Venus. Venus and Hunter talk. And Venus is just going to be so, I don't know.
Juvenile?
Petty? Just talking crap about Q and Hunter. And yeah, go ahead and talk crap about Q. And even Hunter in confessionals. But the way she goes up to Hunter's face and kind of like taunts him a little bit about being left out of the vote. And Hunter's going to say, well, yeah, I voted for you because I knew no one would get mad. And she's like, well, I'm mad. And he's like, you're always mad. Got him.
She's like, that's rude.
You said it was rude. You didn't say it wasn't true. Well,
it's also rude to taunt someone for being left out of the vote, Venus.
And I think he was not left out of the vote. You're saying, like, from her perspective, yep, he was left out of the vote and she's taunting him for it. But once again, she kind of reveals how poorly she sees the game. Why would Hunter vote for Tevin if he doesn't need to, because Tevin was his number one ally and he wants that jury vote? And we saw, did Hunter not go over there and talk to you pre-vote and try and tell you not to vote for Tevin? That's exactly what happened. She should know that Hunter knew the plan. He just did what he did anyway. She can't be more wrong.
I don't know if Hunter did know the plan, because he's going to talk about how confused he was the last episode. I don't know for sure if he knew Tevin was going.
I think he knew, but was just kind of throwing up a Hail Mary after the live tribal.
Q told him, and then they went over across the beach, and he had the conversation, and then Venus stormed up and talked.
Yeah, but after the live tribal element, I don't think he knew for sure.
He may have not known for sure, but he went into that tribal knowing that Tevin was target A.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not a reason to not vote for him. It's not a situation where Hunter knew 100% that Tevin was going and just like didn't want to vote for him because it was his buddy. He voted for someone else because that was part of a plan that failed. There's a difference.
He said that he didn't vote for his number one ally. They had
a plan and he was sticking to it at Tribal Council. It wasn't like a throwaway vote necessarily, or wasn't like just reluctance to vote for Tevin. It was just like he had a plan he was trying to stick to, which was to vote for Venus and roll the dice. And it didn't work.
But I think he still knew the plan was Tevin, at least going
in. He
knew
a plan was Tevin, not the plan.
He had that conversation on the beach and everyone had trepidations and they were not being straight with him. I think Hunter knew and he just didn't want to put a vote on his number one ally.
He said he didn't in this episode. He was confused.
He said he was confused and everyone was confused. The same way that Hunter didn't know what was happening, Venus also didn't know what was happening. Absolutely not. No, Hunter deserves more credit than this.
I think Hunter knew what was going on and he was just okay with it happening.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Well, Hunter, come on the podcast. Set us straight.
Let us know.
I think he thought it was a possibility, a likely possibility.
I'll say probability.
Probability, then. Maybe.
Not for sure.
I'll say a likelihood. I'm gonna keep upping this word. Chime in.
So Hunter's tells us that he doesn't want to work with Q or Liz anymore. That's fair, but don't completely write people off. Like, even if people... I don't know what Liz did. But I guess she targeted Tevin, so whatever. But yeah, even if people do that kind of thing, that shouldn't stop you from working with somebody. Yeah, you could be as mad as you want, but if you need them, use them. So that's just the wrong mentality to have.
Yeah, there's a difference between going back to them and kind of being a sucker for it. Yes. And just being dragged along because you have nowhere else to go. There's a difference between that and using those people for future moves.
Sure. Yes, exactly. Immunity challenge is going to be kind of what we saw last season, but improved. They're going to get divided into three groups of three for the immunity challenge, and they get to decide how it's broken up. And nobody wants to align with Q. Nobody wants to be in a tribe with, or team with Q, so everybody kind of just scrambles and picks partners real quick before anyone before Q can do anything. And so six of the people get away, and the three are like, wait, what just happened? So it's Hunter, Charlie, and Maria, Ben, Tiffany, and Kenzie, and then Venus and Liz are just like, wait, what?
This is the old reverse coconut chop.
I was gonna say that.
Because we'll get into this later with what our listener averages were in terms of the power rankings, but I'll give you a hint for who were the three at the bottom. And it was this forlorn, wayward tribe going into this challenge of Q, Liz, and Venus. It was picturesque.
I like this way of dividing up for the immunity challenge, just because it is kind of like coconut chop. It can reveal stuff. If they're smart, they'll just do a random draw, generally. But yeah, this was fun. I liked this.
Yeah, I think this is only going to work for a few seasons before people figure out that it might be revealing at times. But I'm going to enjoy it while we can.
Well, yep. I was going to say, last season, did they not just draw rocks or sticks or something like that? I'm pretty sure.
Sounds right.
I'm pretty sure they were very, and we congratulated them. We said that is the right way to do it, especially in their situation if you're not trying to reveal anything. But what was funny was we learned this time it was very much intentional, at least on the part of Tiffany and Kenzie, to not be with Q.
Yep.
like this is a public breakup. And at this point, by the way, Ryan, I would agree, it's gone a little bit too far. Yep. Draw random and play nice with Q for the immunity challenge.
Correct.
So this was a little bit theatrical for me.
Q is going to pitch to Charlie and Maria. They're teamed up with Hunter. He's like, throw the challenge, guys. I mean, you can stop Hunter from winning this challenge if you just throw it. He's not wrong.
There's a lot of game left.
There's a lot of game left, but he's not wrong.
It would have to be record-breaking performances from Hunter in order to get there, which is possible. We said it, I think, in the pre-merge or at the merge. I don't know when it was, but we said it on the podcast that Hunter could break records this season.
Yep.
If he goes the distance.
I think if I'm Charlie or Maria, I want to see the challenge. And if it's something I can think I can beat Hunter at, yeah, sure. Like, just do it normally and go to the end and win. But if you get to the end and it's... get a grip again.
The sequel.
Or just something like I have no shot at, then yeah, I might try and tank it just to make Hunter vulnerable. Why not do a little sabotage? And we love the challenge throw.
We love the challenge throw. There is a place for it here. But let's talk about this from Q's perspective, because he's the one who brought it up. Of course you want a tribe of Maria, Charlie, and Hunter to throw the challenge. Q is fine with any one of them going home. Probably not Maria, because he's at least still semi-aligned with her. At least there's history there.
Yep.
But, I mean, you are fine with any of those three going. All of them can beat you.
Yeah.
So if you can talk them into doing something silly to keep your options open, great.
Just because it's beneficial to Q doesn't mean it couldn't be beneficial to Maria and Charlie.
Correct. So. Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, I just want to I want to bring it up from Q's perspective. We talk about how he does have a certain eye for the game that can be appreciated. It's just the execution at times that leaves a lot to be desired. Also, like, this whole, I'm not off the hook until I give everyone the option to vote me out. It's like, that's how he apologizes, by the way. I didn't get to say it earlier, and I just thought of it now, but that was like him getting forgiveness to keep going forward, it felt like. I gave you the option to vote me out, now you didn't. Now I can play again. It felt like a morality thing. I don't know. It was odd.
Whatever you need to keep winning the game, I guess, Q. Whatever helps you sleep at night. But Charlie and Maria, they're like, no, I don't like the challenge throw. And I'm like, come on, guys. We love the challenge throw.
We love the challenge throw. Which begs the question, should either of the other two groups of three considered throwing? Like Kenzie, Tiff, and Ben, should they have considered throwing? Kenzie kind of wanted Tiffany out tonight.
I don't think so. I don't think there's enough reason for any of the others to throw.
And none of the bottom three.
No.
No, absolutely not that one. Yet you and you, not that one.
There's really only one group here to consider.
I just wanted to bring it up.
Maria gives us confessional. telling us she wants Tiffany out next because Tiffany doesn't really talk to her or work with her, even though they were supposedly in alliance, but they never really talked. And I'm going to go ahead and spoil a little bit of my rankdown. So Tiffany's going to get moved down a slot tonight. And that is one of the big reasons why. Tiffany is a little choosy about who she works with and who she talks to, and that's not good. I didn't love Tiffany's gameplay tonight.
The only thing counter to that, it seems like it's just Maria where that's happening because it's
one too many.
I agree it's one too many. I don't want to read too much into it, but I want to read into it. Tiffany, you need to be working with Maria. We do know that Tiffany was targeting Maria. We do know that's why Q was targeting Tiff, why he outed her for her idol and everything like that. So there's something going on with those two where they don't want to be sitting with each other at the end.
Yep.
I think they both just recognize each other as good players and threats that need to go.
Yeah.
Immunity challenge. Jeff Probst. I don't give Jeff his laurels very often because he rarely has any, in my opinion. Tonight, I have no choice but to give him lots of props because of his use of props and just his general vibe in this episode because Jeff was on fire tonight.
Did you just shout out their podcast on our podcast, you traitor?
You said you'd never do that.
No, Jeff was great tonight. He was a lot of fun. A couple of reasons. First of all, last time we saw this challenge, the first group of three to get eliminated lost their votes at Tribal Council. We did not like that.
We hated that.
They got rid of that. Boom. They listened to us somehow. Time travel.
I'd like to think that someone on that team listens to this podcast and they thought, three more prominent voices, semi-prominent voices in the Survivor community who hate when we take away votes for no reason.
Even though this is probably already being filmed.
Probably. But yeah, so they didn't do it, which is great. Next, he's going to make fun of Q, Liz, and Venus to their face and say they have no shot at winning and they'll be out first.
It's like everyone at home's thinking it, so I'm just going to say it.
Just catching strays.
Which, you know, Q's good enough at, like, challenges. He has been decent, I guess. Venus hasn't been terrible. I don't think Liz has done anything. No. But, you know, it's not like, yeah, they're the bottom three people on the tribe right now, but that doesn't mean that they're just the three worst challenge performers.
Hey, like the title says, he's throwing a little spice.
As long as we're on the challenge, because we usually don't have a lot to say, I've been thinking this for three or so episodes now. Kenzie is kind of a bottom tier challenge performer.
Bottom tier is excessive.
She's not with Scout. She's not with Brandon. Yeah. She's not with Dan from Nicaragua.
She's not good at challenges, but she did win an immunity challenge.
But she is in that second tier from the bottom where, like, you know what? She's trying, but just nothing is happening. She is constantly the reason that whatever tribe she is on is falling behind in the relay portion or the obstacle course portion or the balance portion. So I love Kenzie to death.
Maybe she's throwing.
Maybe she's throwing because so she wants to so target Tiff.
And she can win the immunity challenges later.
Well, on that note, Tiffany, Ben, and Kenzie are out first.
Yes.
And Jeff admits he's wrong, but then Q, Liz, and Vitas go out. It's going to end up being a showdown. Maria goes out first, and it's going to be Hunter versus Charlie. And this time, Charlie comes out on top. So Charlie wins immunity.
Yeah, the Christian Hibiki challenge.
Yep.
But with a twist, now you can't move your shoulders or your butt.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're going to be there for a long time. Ryan, who was that? Alec, who got voted out?
Merlino.
The memorial challenge.
Yep. White Lotus is Alec Merlino.
I thought it was funny. You were saying if you were to ever get on that challenge and it was going to go for hours and hours. Ryan, how would you pass the time?
I would explain the deep lore of all my favorite horror franchises to Jeff. Jeff, do you like Nightmare on Elm Street 6? You ever seen that one? Let me tell you. And so, because I've gone on these tangents explaining the deep lore of various horror franchises to people on this podcast before. Back when we first met in college, I remember vividly explaining to Derek how Michael Myers keeps coming back and how are there so many like Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies when Leatherface dies in the second one and stuff like that.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers for Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 out of 9. and so I've done that before. And so I would probably just go off and so that would like take away the pain of the challenge and just explain to Jeff all the stupid knowledge I have in my head would be hilarious. Like, oh, Jeff, I've had to deal with your crap for years. Well, guess what? Captive audience.
Oh, how the turntables. And by the way, I want to tell the audience how Ryan has infected me. I was at work today and I was talking about the deep lore mythos of the Exorcist series because somebody went on Letterboxd and saw how much I hated the movie Exorcist Believer. And they were saying, what is that, the fourth one? I'm like, it's funny you say that. It's kind of the fifth one. It's kind of the sixth one because the fourth and fifth movie are the same and yada, 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 yada. So shout out to the How to Survive a Horror Movie podcast. That episode's coming out soon. Ryan and I hate that movie.
Yeah, Exorcist Believers sucks. If you want to hear Derek and I vent about it, go check out the How to Survive a Horror Movie podcast. That'll be out in like 3 weeks.
That one is less family friendly, so if you don't like cuss words, don't go there. But if you don't mind, it's just me and Ryan riffing on each other over a horrible movie. But that's how Ryan would keep Jeff captive, just talking about the deep lore of...
I would love to explain to him the differences between Exorcist 4 and 5.
Or why Leprechaun 3 is the superior Leprechaun?
To the first two, for sure. And then 4, and yeah, it's the second best Leprechaun movie.
What do you have as...
The eighth one.
The eighth Leprechaun one? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here still. Yeah, I feel like Jeff at the challenge, just waiting for you guys to be done. For those who aren't watching on YouTube or anywhere, I would also like to add that Ryan is wearing a Jason shirt right
Jason
now.
Jason Voorhees jersey right now. Yes, I am.
And we could go grab a giant Freddy's Dead poster off his wall, and it's one of those obnoxiously large ones.
And actually, if you're watching on video, you might even be able to see some other like frames on the wall.
Night of the Living Dead. I have another one. It's a three-picture. It's Jason, Freddy, and Michael. I could go grab my Nightmare on Elm Street jersey out of my closet.
Don't you have like a Mountain Dew?
Yep, I have a Hawaiian shirt that is Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers drinking Mountain Dew. Don't ask me why I have that. I saw it. I got it. The Facebook ads got
the
me.
The Facebook banner ads?
They popped up. And I'm like, damn it, I need that. I had a Jigsaw shirt, but that one got a hole in it. That might be it. I think that's it.
Oh, where are we? What are we talking about?
Charlie won immunity.
Yes. Well earned, and I called it.
Yep, you did. You said Charlie was going to take down Hunter. Well done.
I can't wait until part 3 of the rematch.
Oh. Well, maybe next season.
There you go.
Second Chances.
All-Stars 2 or whatever.
Second Chances 2.
So, we get back to camp. It's really a toss-up between Q and Hunter, and it shouldn't be Q. Don't get rid of Q. It is really funny. Q's going to try and go to Kenzie to scheme and plot with her, and she just kind of shuts him down. She's like, I'm not working with you, Q. Bye. Not great. You don't want that.
Not great.
Cure him out.
Play ball. Especially with a Chaos Agent. Play ball. Like,
Chaos with a Q.
You don't have to promise anything. But just hear him out.
Yep.
And by the way, I want to contend just a little bit. Tiffany can vote out Q if she wants, because Q was targeting her.
Sure.
She's the only person who has a reason, I would say. But everyone else, like, got to think about keeping Q.
You know, everyone can vote out Q, and you still have Venus and Liz down there that everyone else can beat. That's fine. But Liz and Venus should be working their darndest to make sure Q doesn't go home. And that's not what is happening at all.
Well, and two people... at this point can have a lot of power if Venus and Liz decide to collaborate. And it seems like they are together basically this entire episode.
Well, after this episode, the last two people left were Nami.
They are the last two nematodes left.
Just like we all predicted. But Kenzie's got a plan. She's going to tell Maria, Charlie, and Hunter that she wants to take out Tiffany. And I'm like, Kenzie, no, this is too soon to take out Tiffany.
This is so soon.
Because you don't have Q anymore. So you're going to take out your closest ally at the final 9? That's insane. That's a bad move. I get you want to take out Tiffany at some point, and it's probably a good idea. But A, I think Kenzie can beat Tiffany at the end. B, that's your closest ally.
Yeah, and there's been no signs. I think she's right when she says that, you know, both of them are very competitive, and Tiffany is going to want to cut Kenzie at some point, and she should, because it seems like, like you said, Kenzie should be able to beat her in the end. But if Tiffany is a good enough player, she won't do it for a while still. You have a few votes left to still be able to do this. So this was so unnecessary. If I'm one of the four people, because who'd she come up to? Charlie, Maria, Hunter, and I don't remember, someone else that was sitting there. If I'm one of those people, massive red flags come up here. We get a little bit from Maria. Basically saying like, dang, I wanted that to be my move. I wanted to take out Tiffany. If I'm them and I'm hearing someone who wants to take out their closest ally, their number one, this early, massive red flags that Kenzie might need to be the next target instead of Tiffany.
Well, take out Tiffany this time, take out Kenzie next time.
It's hard for Kenzie, because if she does this, I think she almost throws herself as a very well-liked underdog going forward in the mix. And I think that's not where you want to be. Like, if you make it to the end, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to talk about swinging for the fences. Being a lone wolf at 8, That and you're not good at challenges? Unless she is hiding something that I don't know. I don't love it. I do think, honestly, Yanu in general, they need to revisit this Sega 3, which hasn't been touched since Tim or Mariah. And Tim wasn't really something that they allowed to happen. They are still very much together, but they also seem to really like Kenzie. And I do think they believe her when she says she wants to take out Tiff. Hunter says that Kenzie is her number one. I think they all need to be looking perhaps at Kenzie as someone who is available to just take out. I don't know. There are options here, but I agree. It's a red flag.
But they plan to pretend it's Hunter. Charlie's going to go talk to Tiffany, make sure she feels comfortable. And Tiffany's like, I'm playing my idol tonight. I am not comfortable. I want to get rid of this thing just because I got a huge target on my back. The old Malcolm Freeberg strategy, saying you're going to play the idol and then not playing it. That only works once, though, Tiffany. You got to play it next time, probably.
It only works once, but she's really leaning into the Matt Singh.
Yep.
And we just, like, wow, that is a script.
Yep.
I mean, I was saying during the episode, you know, if she's going to be saying this over and over again, because she says it to Charlie, and I thought it was the right amount of her mentioning it to just kind of get in their heads. But then she kept saying it over and over and over and over again. If I'm anyone else listening to her, like, again, red flags are going up. Maybe she's not going to play because she's trying to sell this idea that she's going to play it just to get votes off of her.
Now, this is where I would try and do an idol split. Try and maybe put some on Tiffany, some on
Kenzie,
Hunter,
maybe.
Kenzie, Q, and knock out Tiffany or, you know, take out her idol at the very least. Good old idol split. It's reliable for a reason.
I would say if you really want to do that, put 5 on Tiffany and let Tiffany's vote for Q be a number on the split and then go for Q on the off.
So they're going to reverse it back to Hunter and just let Hunter go. And they plan to leave Q and Liz out of the votes because I don't know why they want to leave Liz out. I really don't get why Liz is being left out. Are they scared she's going to tell Hunter or something like that? I don't know.
The Nami connection.
It makes sense.
Maybe. And then obviously Q.
Yeah. Q and Hunter have a connection and also Q just wants chaos. Don't tell Q anything. I wouldn't tell Venus either because you know she just wants chaos.
But she also really wants Hunter out.
She also really wants Hunter out, but I wouldn't trust her with anything. And yeah, just keep Nami out of it and don't tell Q. They are in timeout.
Hunter is very nervous now. He's telling us he's going to play his idol, but he wants to try and do something to not just save himself, but like control the vote. So he's going to start telling people he's going to play it. Try and get the votes to go on somewhere else. You know, he throws Ben's name out there. He's going to go to Venus and Liz and tell them his plan. Like, hey, I'm going to play my idol. Let's take out Ben. And Venus and Liz are both like, nah, let's take out Q. And Venus might be lying just because she wants Hunter out. But Liz wants Q out. That's bad.
This was frustrating because Hunter was halfway there. He's exactly right on that. He needs to do something with this idol. Obviously, we're all telling him to play it. That's the easy decision. But he's completely right that he needs to use this to change his positioning in the game. I've been worried the last episode or so that Hunter is falling in my rankings very fast just because it seems like he hasn't been able to get a grip on the game the last couple of episodes.
Well, ironically, get a grip.
Yeah, yeah. So he needs to do something and do it really quickly, obviously, right before Tribal. I think he could have done a lot of this without telling people that he had an idol. I think he could have gotten a couple of votes together to go in a different direction and then just played his idol anyways. And then whatever votes he actually ends up getting, great. At least you know that those people could be allies going forward. It might not be everyone who you think that you had, but anything is better than just you lone wolfing it.
My big issue with how Hunter handled this, it's more like me just walking through how I think I would have handled it dropped into his shoes. He has this idol. He's kept it secret. He's told nobody about it. When he starts telling people he has the idol, we even get a few people implying he's just saying that to try and throw us off the scent. He's trying to pull a Tiffany. Like we can't believe this from two people. And he's saying, I want to use this idol as a tool to further my game. It's a secret idol. Use it as a tool to further your game and play it to where you can redirect the votes to someone else. That can be the move, is that it was supposed to be you and it wasn't. And it's the shock value. So many people try to overplay an idol. Sometimes the secret is the play.
Yes. I don't mind that Hunter does this to try and like make allies in the process. That's not the problem, but he needed to play it too, especially with the level of nerves he has.
I don't think Hunter needs any more allies. If people are targeting him, part of it is the archetype. And because he's the physical beast, congratulations, you've made it to that point in the game, you're on your own.
It could go either way. Either way, I'm fine with. You can try either way. It really depends on your read of the people. Clearly, Hunter had the wrong read.
I understand sometimes we say we have to trust the contestants, but this time, as he was telling people, I just couldn't get it out of my head that it was the wrong move to do it. This one should be a secret.
I think if he does the secret route, that just saves him for one episode, period. And then he's gone next time unless he wins immunity or fines again. Whereas going with the allies thing, yeah, it might not be the person he wants to go home, but it has the potential to make some allies. Potential. There's a higher high possible with what he does.
I just don't agree. I think based on who he is and the threat level and the challenge threat, the highest high was making it to the next vote. And I think once you start to realize that, you just go into self-sacrifice. The best thing you can pray for is time. Keep the idol safe. Play it for yourself. Try and make a move with the secret idol. People are already targeting you. You have to understand it's because of who you are and what you're capable of that they're targeting you. And then you need to play a lone wolf game.
Josh, break the tie.
I mean, I feel like I started this conversation with the correct thought, which was keep it secret.
Okay.
But start with the allies. See if you can get the vote to go a certain direction. Play the idol. You're going to be immune and see who comes through for you. Those are your people who you're working with going forward.
Okay.
It might be just Liz, even though she wanted Q. If you do go that route, like let's assume everything else stays consistent in this scenario, Q would be the one going home.
Yep.
And you would have had maybe three votes on Ben, and then you're safe. Who cares? Maybe you swing just enough to have it be Ben going home and Q sticks around. I don't know. It depends on how good you are at convincing sure. people. I think him actually mentioning the idol worsened his chances of bringing allies in because people just started freaking out.
You know, I do think you have a good point, Josh. If you make the plan to target Ben, whatever, whoever, and then you don't tell anybody about the idol and you play it, at least you'll know who is being honest with you. So that is a really good point.
The old Jerry Maguire, I'm going to start my own firm. Who's with me? Just Liz, just Renee Zellweger. Love that movie.
You and me to the end, Hunter.
Never seen the movie. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a great movie. Watch Jerry Maguire.
Tribal Council, Jeff has popcorn. He's like, I get prepared this time. I got a cushion and popcorn.
Yeah, and a stadium seat. Yeah.
Great.
He does share the popcorn with everybody, which is...
What an old man thing to do, by the way. Pull out a stadium seat.
Doesn't even have a back on
no.
it.
No.
We get some more of Tiffany and Q getting into it again. Don't do this. Don't. This doesn't help at all. But it's very clear everyone is just done with Q. Everyone is so fed up with him. But Hunter is going to go into panic mode at Tribal Council. He's asking everybody, it's Q, right? It's Q. It's Q. Everyone's Q. 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 Hunter, if you're that nervous, play your dang idol. Just play it.
You're also freaking everyone else out.
Yeah. He was giving me anxiety just watching him. But no idols are going to get played. It is going to be 4 votes for Q, 4 votes for Hunter, 1 vote for Ben from Q. And Q is not filled in on anything else.
He heard Hunter say Ben, and that's what he went with.
Nobody else told him anything, I'm guessing. So on the revote, you know, Hunter and Q don't vote. 6 votes for Hunter, 1 vote for Q. I'm assuming that was Liz, just because it seems like she was the only one who was left out, gauging by next time on Survivor. So 6 votes Hunter, 1 vote Q. Was this the right move? You got rid of Hunter with an idol in his pocket? Absolutely.
For the most number of people, it's really hard to dispute it. I had Hunter very high in my dank down. The only thing I can think of is targeting another threat who's bigger. Because they didn't necessarily know that Hunter had an idol. Of course, that's a by and gone effect of him being gone. Obviously, this breaks open the physical game a little bit more. Some people can win challenges who maybe weren't close. I don't think for someone like Kenzie that matters all too much. I don't think she was planning on winning many more. She did win one, but I don't think she's planning on winning many. I can't fight the move. I can find truly no flaw in it on the whole. Because almost everyone has a better chance of winning now that Hunter's gone.
Yeah.
I said no because he should have played the idol.
Okay, yes. If everyone plays optimally, okay, that is a good
point. Everyone plays optimally, the idol's played.
Yeah, everyone plays optimally, Hunter plays his idol, and then Q would go out of the game, which that's not good. So who should go? Like anybody besides Q, Liz, and Venus, really?
Maybe Ben was the right move all along.
Maybe Ben was the right move. But anyone besides Hunter, basically. So Hunter plays his idol, anyone else goes home. It's good enough for Hunter.
Either way, I think it's good for the group to be targeting someone sure. with an idol. So even if he does play it, I would still say, okay, Q went home, you got rid of a Chaos Agent, and you flushed an idol. That is as much of a win as can be expected if everybody plays optimally. And if Hunter makes a mistake, Hunter goes home. So I'm going to say, yeah, I mean, overall, I have no flaws with the move. I'd call it the right one. But if we define it how Josh is defining it, then yeah, maybe it should have been Q. But it was right to target Hunter.
Correct. Yeah, I agree. And you can't really, you can't change your mind based off of something that Hunter says about potentially having an idol 5 minutes before a tribal council. That is, how many times have we seen people just throw up that Hail Mary of, I have an idol though.
I mean, they did have they did do the idol split. They had the backup boats on queue.
Sure.
It's all good.
Now, you said it really quickly, but I want to reiterate, Hunter, I'm talking to you. I know you're a YouTube subscriber.
Do they have YouTube in Mississippi?
I am assuming Maybe. They do. If you are that anxious, play the idol, because then even if you're going into the next tribal without an idol, you know what you need to do. It might shift how you try to play the game. You might try a little harder and have a little more left in the tank at the next immunity challenge. If you are truly that bad at tribal, you need to play it, because otherwise you won't forgive yourself.
You can always find another one.
You can always find another one. You can always win the next challenge. You can always pray for time and hope that Q does something unforgivable.
Which is definitely possible.
Which is possible.
And if it doesn't work, at least you can say you did everything that you could at that point, and you don't go home with an idol in your pocket.
And you get to another episode of TV, a little more prize money, a little more vacation time.
And who knows, maybe then you can entertain Kenzie voting out Tiffany.
Sure. What did Twitter have to say?
Yeah, so Twitter, 67% said no.
Okay. Guess it depends on how you look at it. So, all good.
And I'm guessing that people liked Hunter.
So. Yes, I think so.
Sad to see him go.
Let's get into best and worst player of the episode. Derek, start us off. Who is your best player of the episode?
Well, weirdly enough, I gave it to Tiffany because I wasn't nearly so mad at her, like, separating from Q. I didn't like that she yelled on the beach. Everything else didn't bother me a ton, especially because everyone really seemed to be on her side. Mm-hmm. It's like she was the voice for the people left in the game, and that made it easy. It makes it dangerous, but it makes it easy for me to say it wasn't as bad. She was targeted. She did the Malcolm Freeberg play with her idol. She ended up keeping her idol. Hunter, one of her rivals in the game, right up next to her in my dank downs, goes home. She keeps Kenzie, even though Kenzie was kind of targeting her. She has options going forward. She still has the idol. I already said that, but like all that wrapped in together, and I couldn't find much reason to give it to anyone else.
I can't give it to her. I'm giving it to Charlie. He won immunity, first of all, but then also had a good conversation with Tiffany, where I know she ended up telling a lot of other people the same thing, but he got that information that she was planning to play her idol. I know she didn't, but it was a good way to just kind of deflect Kenzie's very premature plan of wanting to go for Tiffany and ending up being the thing that started rolling the ball down the path of going for Hunter in the end. I know that came from both Charlie and Maria, so they're about tied for me, and then immunity was the tiebreaker.
I agree, and then this also, Hunter going home, Charlie might be the biggest challenge piece left. He could win out. Unlikely, but if someone was going to win out from here, it's Charlie.
You're very right.
We haven't seen anyone else put up a fight.
Nah, not really. So Charlie's my best player. Josh, who's our worst player of the episode?
Might be a bold pick, but I'm going with Kenzie here. Okay. She is a very good player who probably could be considered either the top threat in this game or the second biggest threat in this game, depending on where you're going to end up ranking her. There's absolutely no reason for her to make this move and target her number one ally, who she potentially could beat in the end. At final nine is ridiculous. And the second that you bring something like that up, the four people that you went to automatically are seeing you as a bigger threat, because they're like, oh, well, Kenzie's making, this is her resume move. Yeah, maybe we can go for Tiffany, but Kenzie's going to be next then. Or maybe they don't even get Tiffany out. Maybe they just do the old whoop-de-wop and take Kenzie out instead, as she's so laser focused on Tiffany. So I really, really did not like it. Even though I'm rooting for Kenzie, I think that she's a really fun person to watch and see how she's been going through the game. But I just really did not like this move.
I gave mine to Liz because she was left out of the vote and she's targeting Q. I just think misguided, and I don't know what she did to get left out, but she was. Dishonorable mentions to Kenzie and Q, though.
I'll just round it out. I'm going to give it to Q for a couple reasons. Number one is we learned that he truly was willing to get voted out.
That's
true. He was asking people to vote him out. Sorry, dude. That's one of the dumbest things you can do. That's number one. Number two is when he was trying to get back into the game, he went right back to talking at people instead of talking with people. He's completely isolated now from his only two lifelines, which are Kenzie and Tiff. He got relegated onto a team with Liz and Venus, which isn't meant to be like an insult to them, but it really was a statement from everyone.
Yeah, anti-Q.
We do not want you. And the fact that Tiffany can be so hostile to you openly and not hurt her game tells me that, socially speaking, everybody is on her team.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of this is what happened at the end of the last episode, but he did nothing to better that situation in this one. So I have Q. It's the low-hanging fruit, but I'm going to pick it.
Three different worsts. Viewers, listeners, let us know who's your worst, because, we need to break the tie here.
I'll make that a poll question on Spotify.
Okay. Let's get into who is going next. That's a great question. It's a really tough one. I don't really have a strong answer on who's going next. Tiffany seems like someone who could get targeted, but again, she still has her idol. So I'm thinking she might use that to try and take out someone she wants out of the game. It could be Q, but I think the next time on Survivor points at Q and I'm going to be like, nah, maybe not. I think Maria is going to get knocked out of the game somehow. Maybe idol, maybe not, but I think Maria is going next.
I agree 100%. Not necessarily because Tiffany's the one to target her. I'm just thinking, man, if you are the people left in the game, who do you want to target? And it really seems like Kenzie's locked in socially. People could absolutely turn on her in a dime and see her for the threat that she is. But historically, the people who are well ingrained socially at this point are not the people who get turned on at this point. It does happen. Maria at least has an enemy in Tiffany. She doesn't have hardware. And Sega has not been touched in a while. So people got to be worried about that trio. So I have Maria.
I think it's going to be a showdown between Maria and Tiffany. Tiffany has an idol, and Maria is still going to win. Maria is going to win by taking out Kenzie. I took a break for 1 week and switched it from Kenzie to Q. I was wrong, and now I'm going back to Kenzie.
He's giving off Keturah energy here. Kenzie is Josh's Bruce.
I am rooting for her so much, but I just...
You're just trying to not jinx yourself. You want Kenzie to win so hard that you keep picking her to lose.
Hey, if that ends up happening, I will be very happy. If Kenzie wins this season, I'd be very happy with that result.
You want to listen back to the season and go, I was telling them. I've been telling them since the merge. They should have taken
her all they could.
Old man shakes fist at cloud.
All right, let's get into the rank downs, dank downs, and jank downs, along with the two people who cannot win this game. Derek, start us off. Give us your dank down.
Yeah, at the top, honestly, for those of you who listened last week, all I did was pluck Hunter right out of the lineup. I made no changes. So starting at the top, I have Kenzie, followed by Maria and Tiffany. I felt better about Tiffany because we were told this week that she is a huge threat by Maria specifically. So that made me feel better. Followed by Charlie, Ben, Liz, Q, Venus. I've got no reason to change any of that at this point until I see more. And by the way, in a final two, Q beats Venus.
Yep. I switched a couple of things around. So Maria followed by Kenzie are still at the top of my list. I did switch Charlie and Tiffany around now. So Charlie is number three on my list, followed by Tiffany. And then Ben, I put Liz above Q, but I'm keeping Q above Venus. And that says something. That says something about Venus.
Yes, it does. So I had one swap, and I'll do that when I get to it. Charlie, Maria, Kenzie are still my top three. But I switched Ben and Tiffany. Ben's four, Tiffany's five, and then Liz, Venus, Q. Yeah, I'll put Venus above Q just based off this episode. Everyone hates Q. I don't feel great about that, and if that's the final two, that's hilarious. I would totally support that just because it's so funny. But yeah, don't feel great about it. Honestly, neither of them can win.
After this episode, I don't feel good about saying that Q can beat Venus. That is very true.
But you have Venus at the bottom, you said?
I still have Venus at the bottom, but like I don't feel good about having Q above her anymore. I used to feel good about it. I don't anymore.
And for those that don't follow us on social media, I did post out our power rankings, but for anyone who didn't see it, the listener average for this week was Kenzie at the top, followed by Charlie, then Maria, then Tiffany, then Hunter, and then Ben, Q, Liz, and Venus. So the listeners did have Q third to last. Mm. We'll see if that changes this week.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, why don't we give up some social media and how they can get a hold of us?
Yeah. You can go to Twitter, Instagram at Castaway Pod, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok is Castaway Consultants. You can submit any of your rank downs that we're talking about right now. And wherever you submit it, they'll be added to our listener average. Just
the lank downs.
The lank downs, the listener lank downs. Wherever you send it, we'll compile it. super easy.
Yep. Most commonly, it's received on Spotify, but any messages or DMs on Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, we will compile it. And lastly, if you want, go leave a review out on Apple Podcasts. And if it's a nice one, we'll read it on the podcast.
5 stars.
Yeah, we had a lot of submissions this week. So thank you very much to everyone who contributed to the average. I think I even saw someone separated theirs into tiers. That was cool to see.
Yes.
So, I love a good tier list.
So yeah, feel free to customize this however you like.
You can guess who is in the top and who is in the bottom.
Yeah, I think there's some pretty clear tiers here. Last thing we got to do is check in on our survivor pool. We're getting down to the nitty gritty here.
Woo-wee.
Derek and I, we both have 2 people left in the survivor pool.
Yeah, so to recap from last week, Ryan had picked Kenzie and Derek had picked Maria. Both survive, and neither of you guys had Hunter because you had already used him in the past. So now, going forward, both of these guys only have 2 people left. One of them is Ben for both of them. And then the only difference, Ryan has Q and Derek has Kenzie.
All right, I put all my trust in Dr. Christian Hibiki. And trying to follow Hibiki's law.
Theory.
If you show up as someone who's in danger and next time on Survivor, I think you're safe. And I find that true 90% of the time. I'm going to roll the dice to try and take the 90%. I think Q is going to make it through.
And true story, I knew that Ryan was going to do that. I knew he had Q left. I did call my shot.
Yep.
And they can confirm this. So truth. I am picking the safest person left, in my opinion, because now is a great time for someone with a lesser edit to get taken out. Like, someone like Ben could go home here. So I'm going with Kenzie because I think she's getting at least a final tribal edit, if not a winner's edit. And if neither of us go home, we essentially just reset because all we have left is Ben together. So, kind of sudden death this week, and then the game changes a little bit if we both survive.
Yeah. If we both survive this week, next week we both have Ben, so it's a push, no matter what happens. We both, even if Ben goes out that episode,
you guys still good. Tie.
If Ben goes out next time, we make it through, so then it's a reset.
Well, and honestly, if you guys want, we could have this upcoming week be the last round of this phase of the game, since you both have Ben, it's kind of like grudge match type of thing where we could reset next week if you guys really want to and just have everyone back open and up for grabs because it's just a void week otherwise.
I think we should do that just because it gives us more time to screw up, because obviously there can be no winner if neither of us go home and Ben does not go home.
Okay.
If Ben goes home, then, you know, it's kind of a reset anyway.
I propose we do that, but we both have Ben in there twice. We get 2 Bens because we didn't use them. We get 2 Bens in the pocket if we want. That's my proposal, just because we didn't use them.
I'm not in this game anymore. This is up to you guys.
We can let Ryan have his fun. If he wants to use Ben twice, I want to give him that option. That's funny.
Yeah, I want 2 Ben bombs.
I'm here for it.
Okay, so that's what we'll do, but you know, it might not even matter. We'll see.
It might not even matter. Q might go home. Kenzie might go home. We'll see.
We will see.
And for the record, I think Ryan is wrong with the whole Q prediction. Not that Q is going home, but just reading the edit that way, because the next time on Survivor ended with Maria using Q to achieve whatever she's going to try to do. So I feel like that points to the fact that Q is going to be safe. Like they're trying to lead us into believing that Q is going to be safe because he's going to be used for something else. Saying. So Hibiki's law theory over here.
Leary?
Hibiki's
Dennis Leary?
just keep downgrading it. Hibiki's hypothesis.
Hibiki's
rude.
Hibiki's hypothesis here.
That's got the alliteration.
It is going to be that Q is going home because of that.
I think it points to Maria going home because her plants gonna blow up in her face.
Maybe.
No, I like my Q pick here.
I'm glad I used Maria this week.
All right, that's the episode. That was a good one. We'll see what happens. I'm excited.
Me too.
I think it's gonna be a big episode next week.
I agree.
We're gonna split the game open real good here. Anything else, guys?
No, it's been a fun post-merge so far.
All right, this has been the Castaway Consultants.
Got nothing else for you.
Good night.